gonna clip it? Hold on.
Alright, so how old do you think Aaron is?
17.
So 17. Entrepreneur for the last 4 years. Just out there doing his thing. Creative by nature, photo, video, just all sorts of amazingness. How's this guy, man? Follow him on Instagram, check it out. But Aaron, man, thanks for being here, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for giving this talk.
First of all, I'd like to thank Tim. Yeah. Tim Salau, he's the one that really put me on and told me about you and what you do. And we met at a networking event, and he told me more about his event, his podcast, and what he does down in Austin, and I was amazed. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak out here today.
Like, you're actually one of the guys that's out there, like, really, really, really making an impact. You're out there talking to high school students.
Yeah.
Just out there just inspiring people, man.
Thank you.
Like what got into you? Like, what was the spark that got into you to, like, the why behind why you're doing all this stuff?
Why? I also got a similar story to Tomas here. We're both immigrants. I came from Nigeria. It's a country in Africa. And I have the immigrant drive in me, too. That keeps pushing me every day to keep creating and keep being, like, doing better in everything I do, putting in the extra effort. So I think that's what differentiates me, and that's what gives me the why and what I do and how I do it.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, Obi.
Now, man, you look out.
Yes, sir. My bad.
No, you look out to, like, Instagram land, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, models and cars and entrepreneurs. And, like, everyone's an entrepreneur these days.
Oh, right? Yeah. It's easy to get the title. It's easy, just put it in your bio.
But you're actually, like, really doing it. Like, you have clients,
yes, sir,
that pay you money.
Yes, sir.
Or you are in business.
Yes, sir.
That's what a lot of the stuff on Instagram is not really.
Don't show. So, I mean, I feel like right now there's a lot of people who are faking the entrepreneur job because it's the coolest thing right now, like, to be an entrepreneur. That's what everybody wants to be, and I feel like that's the coolest thing to do right now, and people aren't getting paid from it. They're not actually doing the job, but they want the cool title, they want the cool cars, they want cool everything, but it's not as you actually got to do the work.
Yeah, in order,
yeah,
work behind it.
Yeah.
So tell me about that, man. Tell me about the struggles, man. The struggles of being an entrepreneur.
Struggle. Like, so my first, I'm going to start with my first struggle, being 17. It's really hard to get somebody older to listen to you because it's like, what does he have to say? Like, he's 17. Like, what? So I get that a lot from a lot of people, and I try to stay away from those type of businesses, people that don't respect my opinion because of my age. And it's been really hard because of the age. And also, coming from another of my hardship is just getting around, you know? I struggle with that. I don't have a license. I'm 17. Having to Uber everywhere, calling my brother everywhere. Hey, can you drop me off at this place real quick? I have a meeting. And it's been really hard. Like, even to get a co-working space here, I'm going to have a co-signer come sign me. And it's like, that's been one of my major struggles, like having to need somebody else to depend on to help me get there. But hey, one more year, and I when I'm 18,
yeah.
I can sign up for here.
Nice, man. No, it's real, man.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about your business. Like, you know, you're creating stuff on Instagram. Like, I feel like you are one of the guys, you're putting your money where your mouth is. Like, instead of telling them what to do, you're just do what I do. I'm showing you what to actually do.
So one thing I try to build mostly on my Instagram, and I'm trying on my LinkedIn, is my personal brand. I want my personal brand to be the one that pushes me everywhere. I don't want to do any of my talking anymore. I want you to see my brand and be like, oh yeah, this is this guy talking, or this is this guy, this is what he does. So that's what one thing I believe is the strength, and what's gonna help a lot of people in their brands these days is personal brand. If your personal brand sucks, nobody's gonna wanna talk to you about, oh well, not suck, but like, if your personal brand is not good, well, yeah, if it's not, yeah. So if it's not, if it's not there, it's like it's harder for them to understand. Oh, you say you're a social media expert, but you don't. You're like it's harder for them to understand, basically.
What do you think is worse, no personal brand or a bad personal brand?
I would say a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you have no one, it's easier for you to explain yourself to other people. Like, hey, this is what I do, and you can do that without a personal brand. But if you have a bad personal brand, and you're speaking, and this is what you're saying, and your personal brand is saying something else, it doesn't just work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you think everybody needs a personal brand?
Yes, I do. I personally
even,
do.
Even an employee inside of an organization.
Oh yeah.
What about their boss? Like, what would they?
The boss needs the janitor needs a personal brand. The reason I believe that is because on these days, did I drop some?
No.
These days, you don't know who you're talking to,
right.
Who you're sitting to. The millionaire might be the one in a raggedy suit or whatever. You don't know who you're sitting to. So the personal brand helps you, and also yourself. Being able to network with people without knowing where they're from, who they are, is something really important to me. And yeah, my brand.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Now you're out there creating videos, creating.
I'm sweating. Yeah.
Not yet. So man, you're out there creating this stuff. Like, what is like for people that are, you know, maybe they're like, hey, I don't know video and photo stuff. I got an iPhone, but I don't know how to do this stuff. Like, what would you say to them?
Man, the greatest place to learn in today's world, y'all write notes? YouTube, bro. I'm being serious. Like, YouTube is one of the best places to learn. Like, you don't need, in today's world, you don't need a teacher to tell you anything. You can go to YouTube and literally Google whatever you need, and it would be right there. And I thank all the creators who take their time to bring out content for you to learn from. Like, for me, video editing, I learned everything straight off of YouTube. Everything I know about photography through my brother and also through YouTube. And like YouTube, it's a free platform, and I learned a lot from YouTube, man. That's all.
Who's your favorite YouTube creator then?
My favorite YouTube creator. I love Casey Neistat. I love Gary Vaynerchuk. If you're an entrepreneur in here and you don't know Gary Vaynerchuk, you're doing something wrong.
Right.
You gotta go find out who he is and Google him. But yeah, Gary Vaynerchuk, Casey Neistat. I'm enjoying more David Dobrik because he's the funny guy. And yeah, those are my like top three favorite YouTubers right now.
All right, nice. Yeah. Nice, man. So when you're talking to these high school kids, man, what's some of the feedback you get from them, and you know what's the message that you try to bestow upon them?
The message I try, because I spoke to Lancaster High School. They have an entrepreneur class. I spoke down there, and the message I was trying to get out there was, which I did get out there, was opportunity. Understanding the opportunity that America is giving you and how to use it to better yourself, better your community, and better people around you. And one thing about the youth that are coming up right now, they don't understand opportunity. Well, let me not say that. Most of them don't understand the opportunity that America is giving. I come from a place in Nigeria where sometimes there's light and sometimes there's no light. So you don't know what time the light gets on or what time the light turns off. And it's stressful, man. So you come down here and you see light every time, 24 hours. And it's like, wow, this is so, like, to me, this is so cool. And to other person, it's just like, oh, like, I never really noticed that was something I should be thankful for. And that, as an opportunity, is something that really pushes me. And that's one of my messages I try to preach the most, is opportunity. Like, it's so crazy.
And would you agree that, that content creates opportunity?
I believe that content, yeah. Through Instagram, you post a video, you put out hashtags, opportunity. Somebody checks you out. Oh, look, this guy does this. Oh, wow, this. And they DM you. From there, you got a new client. And that's how simple business is getting to in 2019, 2018.
What exactly is your business?
I'm an entrepreneur. I do social media marketing. I do photography and also video. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so on that note, I appreciate you being here, man.
Thank you.
For questions from the audience, if anyone has any questions for this one.
Yes, sir.
Who made that excellent jacket?
Oh, yeah, stand up.
Oh, my bad.
Turn this way.
There you go. Check that out.
Okay, there's a guy I used to office with, and this comes back to you don't know who you're sitting not by. There's an office space I used to office downtown, 211, and the guy was, we were stuck in an elevator together, right? And the conversation just brought up. I was like, hey, man, what do you do? He's like, man, I make graphic designs. I was like, oh, can I see your work? And he just made simple designs. So I was like, okay, so how can we scale this? How can we make this different than what everybody else is doing? So then we came up with, oh, creating cartoons. And, you know, if you put your flash to this, it shines. So that's something we created by innovating the business, yeah. Yes, sir.
So, being 17, you're young and you're black, I bet it's hard to find others to relate to. So how, what are the circles that you keep yourself around? Because one day you are the five people that you spend most time.
Yes, you are the five, I love that quote. Who said that? Well, that's a great quote. Your five friends are the picture of you. Yeah. So the people I try to circulate that I call my friends are people that inspire me, basically. So, for example, I'm gonna call you out, bro. This man right here is a CEO of a brand called Mizizi Shops and Mizizi. So one thing I love about him is humble. He's very humble. And that's the type of people I try to select myself with. Obiora right there too. He has taught me a lot about how to just stay focused and just stay understanding what people want and how to give it to them. My brother is another great example, giving me an opportunity to help him in his business by doing photography and video, helping him out. That was the best opportunity I can ever have. Hey, let's give a clap for him, man. Let's give a clap for him. He really set me up into this route. But yeah, like, I surround myself with people that are way older than me, first of all, people that have been through more and could also mentor me to be the best. That's a great question, bro. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I admire what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book? The Bible. Next. Now you can speak out loud. Come on, Obi. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what are some things you're seeing amongst, you know, the people that you're creating for, the people that you're around, that I want to say I'm 22, so
yeah.
I'm at the cusp, but older people like ourselves won't really have as much of a grasp on as you do, that you could teach us from your generation.
One thing I notice about the Generation Z is what they call them, call us. We were born into technology. Like, from a very young age, you already have an iPad growing up, you already have a leapfrog, you already have something that's technological. And you grew up with technology all the way through your life. And one thing is, we're very technological based. We hate ads, we don't wanna see them. If it's not shorter than 5 seconds and we can't press skip that ad, we don't wanna see your ad. So the one thing that I see that is happening to the Generation Z is their attention span. I was speaking to a guy, I can't find him, but yeah, I was speaking to him and he was telling me a lot about the attention span. You have 8 seconds for Generation Z, you have 8 seconds to get your idea out there in order for them to keep watching the video. And that is so tough. Imagine trying to sell this place in 8 seconds. It's like too much, basically, to give all that information in 8 seconds. And that's what the new generation is coming out with. Quicker stuff. We don't like to waste time in like 30-second videos. That's already too long. 1 minute videos, it's kind of a waste of time. So now the most for a you're looking at 15 seconds right now, is what would really get their attention and like they will actually get what you're trying to sell to them. Did I answer your question?
Last
yeah, bro.
Content creator.
Yeah.
How do you learn to pack so much value into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7?
Okay, yeah. One thing I'm learning to do is quick cuts. So what I, for example, is they're called quick cuts on YouTube, right? A quick cut is something that boom, 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 boom. Then after that, you say exactly what it is. And you. So let's say we're selling this painting right now. I would get 30 different shots of this painting. Then cut it up into 8 seconds and be like, buy now. And that's it. That's for Generation Z. That's it. That's all you do. But if it was a millennial or the older generations, you can do a slider shot, you know, just show every little detail in 30 seconds. Get your idea out, and that would totally work. But nowadays, nah, that's not gonna work. Yeah. Yes, Tomas.
You're very charismatic. I think you're way beyond your age, obviously, which is for us, some of us, it's like, you know, it's terrific. It's awesome.
Thank you.
So we want to, you know, give you a shout out first. But you said YouTube videos. What are some other sources of knowledge for you specifically?
Mm-hmm.
I think it varies from Gen Z to millennial.
Yeah. I would say the biggest one that has really impacted me is mentors. I have a bunch of mentors, a lot of people that I look up to and I shadow. Like, for example, one of my mentors is Noble Madu. He's a guy that he's an entrepreneur in Dallas. I work with him and like I stay behind him. Watch how he goes into meetings. Watch how he talks to people. Learn from that. I'm not a fan of the school system and how it teaches you. But I'm a fan of actually hands-on, like actually interacting with somebody that has done it before or somebody that's doing it now. And I feel like mentorship is a really big one that's gonna help Generation Z, this coming generation. Yes, sir.
First off, I applaud you, man, for your drive.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I have a 17-year-old.
What? Yeah. Hey, yeah, for everybody that want to follow me right now, my Instagram handle is Aaron LWSN. Oh, yeah, also, yeah, my bad. It's at the bottom right here. Y'all can check it out, follow me, you know. Shout out to Vibes Free for this jacket. Any more questions? Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am, in the back. Yeah. Wow.
He's got a lot of energy, but not a lot of direction. And I see, like, obviously, just from listening to you, I'm really engaged. You got me how would you go about, like, fostering drive in people? I mean, obviously, like, so you have a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
You really have a lot of followers, a lot of influence. If that's something you want to encourage someone, how would you approach that?
May I ask you to rephrase that? I got the question, but...
Okay,
how do I inspire people my age? This is weird, but I'll tell you this. Take them to a third world country and actually see how those people are living. Those 14-year-olds are living down there. And that is, oh yeah, that is something that would inspire them. Like, for example, you take them to Nigeria. You see boys are 14 with no shirt on playing soccer, and they're more happier than people that are on their cell phones looking for joy in their cell phones. But these boys are playing soccer, living their best life. So that's one advice I would give. Another one would be, nah, that's it. I can't think of anything else. Yes, sir. Okay, five, I'm reading one right now. It's called Millionaire Mind. It talks about integrity and how to have integrity in the business and how to make sure people understand what your integrity is and what you push. Yes, sir. Wow, I got a lot of questions, man.
What's one of your favorite verses in the Bible?
I tell you this, Philippians 3:16, right? Is it honor your father and your mother? Yeah, that's 3:16. Yeah, that's one of my favorite because I value my parents so much, and when I read through that, I it just inspires me to, because you don't know what they've been through to get me here. And my parents have been through a lot to get me in America, and I really value them for that, and I appreciate them. So that will be, for right now, because my verses change. For right now, that would be one of my favorite verses, because I'm right now appreciating more of my parents and what they're doing. Yes, Tomas?
No, I was just, I love that question, because, you know, for us, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
You said take them to the third world country. I love the idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's easier to say, hey, go overseas and check something out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, it's more than just...
It's more, of course.
Exposing ourselves to the third world countries. I think you went through a lot of adversity.
Oh, yeah.
You had a lot of mentors very early. So pushing them in new experiences, I think, right? Would you agree there?
Of course, 100%. New experiences. Finding a mentor will also work. That was the second one that was coming to my head. Finding a mentor would be so awesome. Finding somebody that you trust and feel like can actually impact your kid. And you don't just want somebody that's a businessman that works 24/7 that doesn't have time for your kid. You want somebody that can actually, that's there to impact your kids and actually wants the best for your kid. And yeah, yes, sir.
Standard Gen Z would say, why do I need a mentor? They're probably growing up, maturing.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. How do we convince them to get to that place mentally to understand the mentorship impact?
I feel like some people have different drives, and trying to that might not be what they want to do. So you trying to push them in a, not push, sorry. You trying to direct them in an entrepreneurial route might not be something they want to do. But yes, sir, please help me out. I'm struggling. Yeah.
And at the end, it's just making an introduction. You don't have to push. So if you know the right people, or at least the right, like you were saying, the right mentors,
yeah.
They're just a little bit older than them. Maybe they're going through college, so they've had a little more experiences. Introduce them. Because at the end of the day, kids, they always look up to older brother, big brother.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that would be a better way, easier way to ease into that. And yeah, as you were saying, like, traveling is a great teacher. Exposing them to new experiences in different countries really opens your eyes up to where you're like, being within one state or one small area, you don't necessarily realize how different attitudes that people have towards different things. You don't realize different opportunities, how you can plug in, take what you learn over here and utilize it in another country, make a business out of it. But yeah, so traveling.
Are you guys related?
That's what we're
doing. Yeah. That's technically big. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah.
Country to find that need. And I think one thing that kids need these days is to be put in front of those needs and have the problem solving skills to figure out how to help other people, which is something that you've got down.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it's easier to find a nonprofit these days
than to travel, basically.
Than to travel.
Yeah.
So, I mean, open options, but to piggyback on the nonprofit thing, there's a lot of things out there that kids can help with, too.
Wow. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
You mentioned people traveling overseas to see the need.
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you capture the footage and show us? You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. I feel like, do you want to answer the question, sir?
Well, actually, adding to that, you know, another thing that is very important is to never forget the value of human potential that all of us have. Like, just a short story, sharing all these stories, success stories, they're all around us all the time. But I'll give you one example. In Paraguay, town in a landfill, this group of kids decided to build instruments out of recycled trash. Mm-hmm. And now they have a full on philharmonic, and they've even played with Megadeth. So that's just one story.
Yeah.
It's actually a documentary online. If you go to Netflix, you can find it.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested, please talk to me. I can share that story. That's just one of many that I know.
So just to answer, yeah, I got you. One more. All right. she was talking about nonprofit. So instead of actually traveling overseas, if that's not something that could do, you can go to nonprofit. Like for the Arts Foundation, they help special needs kids that love to draw. Like that could be something that could inspire a kid, or like, wow, like I'm taking advantage of this, and this guy can't even draw, and he actually wants to draw. That can be so inspiring to kids nowadays. All right.
Cool. Well, hey, man. Any other questions?
I have a question.
Yes, doctor.
So, you know, growing up, when did you start realizing that you need to start to have this separation with your peers? So that there has to be a gap so you can get where you're at right now.
So I feel like the gap was already there from middle school, because I started middle school 8th grade at 11 years old. So all my peers were 14. When I was a senior, I was 15 as a senior. All my peers were 18. So the gap was already there. But what separated me was the drive. They didn't have the drive to do it. And from the start with Nigeria, I had the drive. Yes, sir. Yeah. Okay. I can tell you the day. The day it's a whole story. All right. So there was this day, my brother does photography and video, came home one day. We're just starting out with the video stuff. So it's like, oh man, I don't have any editors, and I just shot this video. I don't know who's gonna edit it. I was about 13 that time. So he was like, Aaron, I'll give you $20. Figure out how to edit. In my mind, I'm like, oh, $20? That's a lot of money, boy. I need it. So I went on YouTube. I was like, okay, so from now on, I'm going to learn this, and I'm going to master it. So from there, I was like, okay, focus. 3 months later, I became really good at editing. From there, he started actually giving me actual projects. Like, hey, Aaron, go do this. Let me see how it feels. And from this, I feel like that day, that $20 changed my life, basically. From that $20, and it is.
So when you start out of the
money. Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, thanks so much, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for the questions, man. Yo. Can I drop the mic? Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Okay. New desk. Cool.
Ooh.
Fuzzy. Do it right now? Do you have a
picture now? Okay. Okay. Thank you. The mic was on.